Now, from Hollywood, romance. Romance. Stories of love and adventure, of comedy and crisis, of conflict and human emotion. Today, we bring you the story of an unusual love affair. It is written by Tony Barrett, who also stars in The Guitar.
You hear them, amigo? They seem to like what I play, no? And why not? Is it not their music, of them, from them, a thing they know and live, a thing they understand? See, their music, the beat, the fire, the wildness, all theirs. But there is also this, that one can be sure of a people and still be wrong. He's puzzling, amigo. Then listen, please. For the story is of the people and their music. And it began where it should, at home in Cuernavaca.
Bueno, my son.
Mamacita.
I interrupt? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's just that I thought I was alone.
I know. Ay, Pepito. Those are fingers of magic.
Mamacita, please, is enough with him, not with you as well.
Shh, huh? He's home now. I will go to him.
Mamacita.
Si, niño.
You will say nothing, huh?
Of the music?
Of the music.
Of course not. I wish only for a house that has no angry voices.
Gracias, my father.
Especially for one who has no heart for what he does.
I have been practicing as you wished.
Practicing, see. But not as I wish.
But I tell you,
Pepe. Is it not bad enough that we live a constant quarrel? Must we have the lies as well? I heard you as I neared the house. The devil could have heard you. Flamenco. Gypsy music.
Enough, my father.
Is that what you have the fingers of God for? To waste them on him. Music like that.
What is wrong with flamenco? What? Always I ask. Never once can you make an answer, a real answer.
It is not a question of wrong. It is just not worthy of a talent like yours.
Talent? A word.
Will I never make you understand, Nino? The guitar... It was made for the gentle sounds, the classical, the ancient music.
Why? Because you say so? Because it is the music that you teach?
Pepe.
Listen to me, Papacito. I have no wish to quarrel with you. This gentle music that you love, that you teach better than any man who lives. See, so good that all know the name of Miguel Galvan, even Norte Americanos. What has it brought you, my father? A big house, riches, suits of gold? We have nothing.
And what has your music brought you?
Hmm?
A niño who could know greatness, but chooses instead to be a mariachi.
Si.
A street musician who plays for money thrown at the feet.
At least there is the money.
Si. Si. And those few pesos, they give you this great love for flamenco, eh?
Hmm.
For the gypsy music.
For the music the people want to hear. The pesos are the proof.
For the first time in my life, I wish for money, my son. It seems that your love can be bought with it.
Mm-hmm.
What was the use?
He did not understand. He never would. The guitar and I, we left the house of my father. Went in search of the pesos he so despised. At all the usual places. The playa, where those in love walk heart in heart under the trees. The barrio, where matadors gather to talk away the fears of Sunday's blood. And at end of day, the best place of all. The patio of La Monte Hotel. Best because it was the, gathering place for Americans in Cuernavaca. I played much, wanting many pesos to take away the sting of my father's words.
Oh, you played beautifully.
Gracias, senora.
Won't you sit down?
The management does not permit.
Oh, then I won't embarrass you. My husband will be down from Los Angeles on tonight's plane. I'm having some people in, and your guitar would make a very nice background. Are you available?
Oh, I would be delighted, senora.
Good. 8:30, then? Here at the hotel, suite 3A. The name is Considine.
Considine?
Yes. Is anything wrong?
No, it's just an unusual name.
To you, maybe. You should hear me try to pronounce some of the Spanish ones.
Sí, sí.
Well, then it's all arranged. You will be there?
Oh, sí, Señora Considine. I will most certainly be there. Oh, Sarita, I'm sorry, my love. I did not even see you.
Well, I'm surprised. You have a look of dreaming, Pepe.
Sí, wait until you hear. Come and I will tell you, huh?
I had expected a different look in your eyes.
¿Qué? Well, what do you speak of?
I was to your house earlier, Pepito. Your mother told me of a quarrel.
Die. Subject hardly knew.
But nonetheless of shame.
Sarita, please.
He is your father, Pepe.
Sí, he is my father, so everything must be as he says.
You know that was not my meaning, but he's old, and I worry for him.
Worry for us, Sarita.
Pepito.
Listen. Do you want to sell flowers on the street all your life?
You know better, querido.
I want a life for us, Sarita. My father has his own. I want ours. Without money, what can there be? How can we marry? There has to be money.
You will make money.
See, the only way I can with the guitar. Playing what the people want to hear, what they pay for. Sarita, listen to me. Listen. Tonight I play at the hotel. A party for a man who could give us a whole new life. Charles Considine.
Pepito, no man gives you a life. One makes his own
will
life.
Will you listen? This Charles Considine. He's a big man of music among the Norte Americanos. Si. The biggest of the concert managers. Maldonado, Cavatin, Huerta, all the great flamenco players were brought to the States by this Charles Considine. You know I am their equal, and Considine will hear me tonight, querida. Do you not see where it could lead?
Pepito, you excite yourself.
Is it possible? Did you hear nothing I said?
Of course I heard. He's only...
Only? What is only? Well, I do not play well enough. Is that what you think?
You know that it's not so.
Well, then tell me what is so.
That you frighten me. Because of this thing within you, this impatience.
Oh, Sarita, listen to me.
Pepe, what if tonight does not turn out to be the success you dream of?
No, it must. It must.
You see, that is what I fear, mi corazón. This desperate thinking born of wanting, not of things as they are.
Words, Sarita, only words.
But they make a thought. Pepito, this success, do you want it for us? Or only to make your father feel older than he is?
Yes, the party for Charles Considine that night was simply a chance to laugh, to drink, to make much talk. But to me a chance to leave the streets of Cuernavaca behind. Never once did I stop playing. There was not a single moment without music. And all the while I watched carefully, trying to figure which was the Señor Considine. For the musician of the streets, he is never introduced, he is just there.
Like the whiskey, the laughter, the furniture. See, just there. It was late when it was finally over. And only the Mrs. Considine was left.
Good night, Connie. So glad to be back. Good night. Oh, the music was just wonderful, Pepe. I'm sorry they stayed so late. Will this take care of it?
Oh, it's more than enough, senor. The Senor Considine, was he also pleased with my music?
Oh, well, I guess you didn't know. He wasn't here.
He wasn't here?
No, some last-minute business in Los Angeles. Is something the matter?
No. No.
Well, come on, I'll give you a lift home. It's the least I can do after keeping you this late.
No, it's not necessary, senora.
Oh, it's no trouble. I'm going out anyway. Oh, if I don't get a breath of air, I'll never get to sleep. Come on.
That is my house, Senora Considine. The second one there was very nice of you to drive me.
It would have been quite a walk.
The street musician, he gets used to walking.
You play beautifully, Pepe.
Gracias.
Did you ever think of going to the States?
Yes, Senora. I have thought.
Well, my husband is in music. He might be able to help you.
But you... You said he was not coming.
Oh, no, I said he was delayed. He'll be down in a few days, and I'll just have to give another party. Oh, that man, the way he makes me spend money. You will be able to play again.
Oh, si, senora. Si, I will be able to play.
Oh, wonderful. But this time I want to make sure he's on that plane. I'll let you know when. Good night.
Yeah, good night, senora.
It must have been a party of much enjoyment, my love.
Oh, Sarita, it is late. You should be asleep.
Oh, sí. But instead I wait at my window to see you. And what is my reward? What do I see? The new way. The rich patroness drives the handsome mariachi home, sits in the car with him, laughs with him. Well, she can have you, mariachi.
Oh, wait. Wait, Sarita. You misunderstand. Sarita! Oh, women. They are all crazy. Well, crazy or not, there are not too many girls like Sarita. Not with the skin and the eyes and the lips, all of a special loveliness and softness. So, I decide I will apologize for what I do not know, but I will apologize. But even though I go to her house 5 times in the next 2 days, she will not speak to me. See, between the callings of Sarita and the waiting for the call of the Senora Considine, is a time I would love to forget. And then, on the 3rd day, I made the music at a small wedding. Came home thinking much of Sarita. Lovely Sarita.
She was here, Pepe.
Ah, Sarita?
Si. She wanted to make up, to forget this whole thing between
you. Oh, gracias, mamacita, gracias. Está bueno. I go to her.
I don't think so, my son.
Okay, but you just say...
The Senora Considine was here, too. They arrived at the same time.
Hey, mamacita.
Si. And the message the Senora left for you did not help matters.
A message.
Si. Tonight, 8 o'clock. Pepe.
Oh, women. I have to make the music. It's a job.
There are things of more importance than a job, my son.
You speak of Sarita.
And your father. Please quarrel with him. It gives him much sadness, Nino.
Yeah, I seem to bring home nothing else. I will try again to talk to him.
He is not home.
Huh?
He walks in the playa with an old friend. Not the Americano. Probably to show him where tomorrow's fiesta will be held.
Caray, the fiesta. Oh, I had forgotten.
But you will be there.
Well, I probably will work so late tonight, mamacita. I do not know.
For shame, Pepe. You will not do such a thing to your father. Hurt him so. You will be there. You hear, my son?
Was it not like my father? A man with his talent, his genius for teaching, and what was his most important moment each year? La fiesta de la playa. Oh, sí. It sounds impressive. But in reality, it is no more than a concert for the poor, those who can afford only to walk in the park. For more than 30 years, my father has played his gentle music for them on this day. You think he would accept one peso? But that was tomorrow. Tonight was still to come. Tonight and the chance to play for the Senor Charles Considine. Even before I heard him call my name, the smiling eyes of his wife told me which was the Senor Considine. A tall, quiet North Americano who seemed to give his attention to my music from the very first moment. And I knew he liked what he was hearing. See, I played well. I had to. Was I not playing for our life, Sarita's and mine?
Beautifully played, Pepe.
Oh, muchísimas gracias, señora.
I'd like you to meet my husband. Charles, this is Pepe Galvan.
Oh, it's an honor, señor.
Galvan? You're not Miguel's son?
Sí, señor. You know him?
Oh, we're old friends. I was with him just this afternoon.
Oh?
I guess he must have been pulling my leg.
¿Qué?
I asked him to recommend some young talent, but he never even mentioned you. I guess he decided to let me hear for myself, huh? You play very well, Pepe. Give my regards to your father, won't you?
And that was all. Polite interest, nothing more. But worse, the knowledge that my father couldn't have known the Senor Considine and I would meet. He did not even know about the party. Well, it was late when I got home, but I did not care. I went to the room of my father.
There is anger in your face, my son.
You know not why, my father.
When you tell me, I shall know.
One thing only I want to hear. The Senor Considine. Did he ask you of talent?
Pepe.
Did he?
He did.
And you made no mention of me?
No, my son.
Gracias, my beloved father.
Pepe.
Much thanks, my father, for nothing. For hours, I walked the dark of Cuernavaca streets, caring not where, knowing only the tearing inside. For the anger was like fire and the hurt was deep. And I knew only that I could not return to the house of my father. And then, when finally the tiredness came, I stared about me, realized where my feet had carried me. See, it was the playa, the favorite place of the poor, because it cost nothing. I stretched out on the ground, and I remember thinking how fitting it was to be here. Because now I was truly one of them, one of the poor ones.
Pepe, Pepito, wake up, please, Pepe.
Sarita, what is it? What are you doing here? How did you know that?
Gracias por Dios, I thought we would never find you. All morning we have looked, your mother and I.
You know then of last night, what my father
has
done.
I know only that in a few moments he played for the fiesta, and how it would shame him if you were not there. Now, come on.
No, no, we are finished here and I.
You must, Pepe.
No, not for him. He has no love for me.
Love? What does a niño know of love?
Sarita!
You listen to me. You think I am jealous of the Americano woman, huh? No. Only what she represents. I want a husband who does not need rich ladies, who makes his own life. I want a man, not a niño.
That has nothing to do with
it. See, it is part of the same problem. Think like a man, Pepe. Your father loves you. There must have been a reason he did not recommend you. Trust him. And do not shame him now. Come, Pepe.
Quickly, we moved across the playa to the festivities less than 100 feet away. On the small platform, my father was just sitting down at his chair, his guitar held lightly, with love, with respect, as though it were a thing of holiness. And in the faces that pressed around him was the look that one sees in a church, a worshiping. And as his fingers touched the strings, his eyes quickly searched the faces as though seeking a special face. Only when our eyes met did he smile, his lovely smile, begin to play. Papacito, what is it? What, my friend?
Oh, it's just nothing, Pepito.
One does not clutch at the chest for nothing.
Oh, a little pain. It will pass.
Here, let me help you, please.
Then pray if you will help. The people wait for their music. Do not disappoint them. Play, Pepe. Please. Better than the best.
Gracias, Papacito. You seem to have recovered quickly.
Huh? It seems he does everything his own peculiar way.
Senor Considine.
Miguel, you are an old fox.
Si, Charles. It is as you say.
Beautifully played, Pepe. Beautiful. I think I've found my talent.
But, Senor Considine, I thought that...
There are many who play flamenco well, Pepe. What you just played, that's what I was looking for. I'm very glad I found it.
And over his head, I saw the twinkling eye of my father close slyly in a wink of knowing. And suddenly, I understood everything. That my father had known what it was that Senor Considine sought. But how could a man of much pride recommend his own son? See, it was the right way. The way of my father. And that is how it was, amigos, this moment which was the beginning of happiness. For what is greater happiness than to marry Sarita, then go to the country of the Norte Americanos and play in the concerts of the Senor Considine? See, that is how it is now. And the music of the concerts, see, the gentle music, the music of my father. Oh, see, what I play at the moment is flamenco, but only one in each concert. Because there are some people who like it. You know, amigo?
Romance is produced and directed in Hollywood by Anthony Ellis. Today's story, The Guitar, was written for Romance by Tony Barrett, who also starred as Pepe. Others in our cast were Virginia Gregg, Jack Crucian, Lillian Bayef, Paula Winslow, and John Daner. Music was composed by Jerry Goldsmith and played by Lorendo Almeida, Jose Barroso, and Nicholas Dan. This is Dan Cubberly, inviting you to hear Romance next week at this same time. Stay tuned for Gunsmoke, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.